Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. I was working
on
the jingle.
Is this a new jingle? What is this a remix of?
Isn't that a song? Welcome back, my friends.
I don't know. You're the one doing the jingle, dude. asking the wrong guy.
Well, what happened was, you know, we started and I immediately go, oh shit, we're supposed to have a jingle or something, right? Like we're doing this little bit basically back and forth, and I was like, oh shit, let me just go for it, and I did. And you know, you're very judgmental, and yeah.
Here, I got a better one for you. You ready for this?
Yeah, go.
To the window, to the wall, to the wall, to the Thursday episode on my phone, my phone.
That didn't rhyme.
You know what? I tried. I tried my best, and that's all that matters.
From the windows to the walls, throw your anxiety down the hall.
There you go. Yours is much better than mine is.
All it had to do was rhyme. That's the only requirement. Anyways, kicking it off. It's Thursday. We're talking about what's going on this week. There's always shit going on because welcome to the world. Welcome to America. Welcome to wherever you're at. There's something
welcome
going
to
on.
My life.
Was that a song?
Welcome to something is a song. I don't know, man.
Yeah, we're not very good at songs.
No, we're not. We should maybe get someone to do this for us.
Yeah, if somebody wants to help us with the jingle, please, by all means, we can pay you in more than just our words. Because we use so many of those as is.
It's Christmas time. We should do a Christmas-themed jingle for this next episode. Gotcha. Maybe not this one, but the next one. So we got to think about this.
I mean, we always joke about it, but we can actually work on it and like actually try something. This is just us coming up with shit on the spot. Because
I call dibs on All I Want for Christmas.
Okay.
All I want for Christmas.
I was also
going to
say
anxiety,
too, you know, I know we're talking about, you know, what's going on in our lives and, you know, help each other out, but maybe we do a Secret Santa this year for the Manxiety podcast. Yeah.
Like, we get each other gifts.
Yeah, yeah, but in secret, you know, we don't know who's getting them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, there's only the two of us, so it's gonna be very.
Let me do the raffle. I threw our names in a box. I pulled. Oh, hey, I got my own name. I guess I'm getting myself something.
You know, it is the time of joy, right? Obviously, there's a lot of shit, like we said, always going on in the world. But it is, you know, the holiday season, right?
Yeah. So how's your week been with this holiday season, Matt?
I have not realized that we're already almost at, you know, Christmas, because I've just
it's
been
like a
so,
week away, dude.
I've been so busy with work, with surviving, with trying to figure out new movies to watch and different things to keep my mind occupied constantly, that I'm chilling here and I'm like, oh shit, right, all those things that are on my Amazon wish list for other people that I'm supposed to be buying gifts for this year, right, I should probably buy them a gift. So yeah, but you know, overall hasn't been too stressful, mostly because we already kind of figured out holiday plans with the family, which is me not seeing my family, which makes it easy for me because I just Amazon type in their address, send them a gift, here you go, don't open it until whatever, I don't have to wrap it, they can wrap it if they want it. I don't, does Amazon do pre-wrapping? If they do,
yeah,
pre-wrapping,
Amazon does gift wraps. Not okay. Not free, it's like $3 though.
They're worth it.
So, you know, are your parents, yeah, there you go. I was about to ask, are your parents worth the $3?
I'm recording this and releasing it online, right? They're worth it. Now, when it shows up with no gift wrap, because I need to save that $3, you know how I feel about, you know, the economic recovery.
That's funny. No, that's good, though.
Yeah, I mean, I've been pretty chilling. You know, we have a tree up and stuff in my with my roommates. It's been nice. See a kind of a change of scenery. Not so happy about the weather changes. Weather changes bring about things like stuffy noses and colds and every little symptom. We all know that it's the vid, man. So, overall, pretty good. Yeah, had a pretty good week. Got to hang out with some of my friends. We all got together and played Among Us. The shot was
there. Oh, yeah? Why wasn't I invited? Not there. Damn it. You ruined it.
You always try these gotchas.
I was there.
Yeah. So that was fun. Just trying to hit more people up, be more of a social butterfly in the realm of, you know, the pandemic is still obviously raging on. And just checking in on people more, making sure that they're okay, you know. So overall, been pretty good. How about yourself? What's been going on?
That is awesome, man. I'm very happy to hear that. Not much going on in my life. That Among Us was honestly very fun. And you know what was even funner? Was after we finished playing, we played Valorant with a couple of the people. And like, I don't know, just like the experience from Among Us like sort of made its way into Valorant. And that was probably the most fun I've had playing Valorant since we like first started playing. So for like the last like 6-7 months. So that was cool. But yeah, I mean, it's been a good week, you know. I think similarly, now that the holiday season's upon us, just started, you know, putting out some decorations. My wife and I started putting up our little Christmas village. I watched what was probably one of the worst Christmas movies I've ever watched, which is apparently a classic, called A Christmas Story. I hated it, though, so sorry if anyone out there likes it, but my opinion, it was probably one of the worst Christmas movies I've ever seen. But then we watched a very good Christmas movie called Die Hard, so, you know, it made up for it.
Oh, man.
But outside of that, man, it's been pretty good. Work's been, you know, relatively busy. I've had a good amount going on. I was doing some trainings and stuff, and then I've had some stuff going on outside of work that I'm not ready to talk about yet on the podcast, but maybe soon. So just keep everyone in suspense. But it's all been good. You know, I think I've been maintaining, like I've always said, like sort of taking my meds, right? Which is obviously contributing to my, you know, week after week sort of pretty positive progression. So I still do, you know, I try to do my nightly meditations plus a daily meditation or two. I still exercise, you know, 2 to 3 times a week, yoga once a week plus others. I've been eating pretty healthy meals, making it at home whenever I can. And I've been getting relatively good amount of sleep. My sleep, I think, is always the problem child in my meds, but I've been managing. So yeah, overall, pretty good week.
That's awesome. I'm glad to hear it, you know, especially because most things ebb and flow, right? You have good weeks, you have bad weeks, you have stressful weeks, you have really happy weeks. And what's actually kind of cool about this, I was thinking about this the other day, these Therapy Thursday episodes that we do, it's almost like a personal diary / audio journal of how we're feeling, because I can tune back in and be like, oh yeah, when I felt that way about this thing, or like, oh, I had this like skin rash or some shit, right, in like May or something. Or beyond that, because we dropped them after May. You know, it's kind of fun to listen back and look at your progress, right? And that's like we said with journaling and everything else, it's really helpful for people at home as well. So yeah, I'm doing well.
I was actually just thinking that too. It's going to be interesting going back, or I guess like if like, you know, one of us gets like a lot of anxiety, and you can go back and listen to these and go like, hey, last time I had anxiety, I overcame it in 4 weeks. Look at that.
Oh, yeah, the funny thing was I was having a really like super stressful day at work. I don't know, like a week or two ago, mm-hmm. And I had like talked about it on one of the episodes from the group, and I was reviewing the episode and listening to it to make sure there wasn't anything like, you know, audio issues with it, right? And it, like, I'm just hearing myself tell me to like make sure, you know, you're taking your meds and relax and all this stuff, and like if work's getting you down, you know, you need to really push forward and blah 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 and all this stuff. And I'm just sitting there going, God, where, you know, like I needed this now to help me through this, but I was like, how come I'm not that smart at all times? I'm only, you know, that smart when I'm on the podcast. So
well, but see, now the podcast is out there in the world, and you can just go out and listen anytime you want to be smart.
There we go. It's going to make my dumb brain smarter. Constantly. But as always, you know, Actually, this week probably didn't help you much at home if you're struggling, right? Because we both said we're having pretty good weeks. But we hope you're having a good week, too. We hope you're taking your meds. We hope you're doing whatever you can to get through the pandemic, to get through the holidays, to get through life, right? We hope you're happy, you're healthy, and you're safe. And we will talk to you guys soon on Monday.